Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Tuesday, September 23rd, the first full day of autumn. We'll take a look at President Trump and trying to broker peace in the Middle East.
A Kansas City pharmacy agrees to settle a civil lawsuit. I'm Dan O'Neill.
And, of course, our full weather forecast is on the way, as we do have some rain in the area currently in Wichita, some scattered thundershowers and rain in south-central Kansas. It is 66 degrees here on this Tuesday morning. President Trump has been trying to find a way to end the war between Israel and Hamas, and he is urging Hamas to release all the hostages taken captive during the attacks nearly 2 years ago against Israel. Fox's Alex Hogan is in London with the latest on whether Hamas has been trying to negotiate with the president to end the war.
So according to two sources, Hamas has drafted a letter directly to President Donald Trump. The letter calls on the president to guarantee a 60-day pause in fighting to reach a full deal if Hamas releases half of the hostages. Both a senior Trump official and a source directly involved with the negotiations with Hamas say that they have seen this drafted letter. It's currently in Doha and it could be delivered within the coming days. This week, world leaders are convening for the UN annual general assemblies. More countries are now officially recognizing a Palestinian state. Britain, Canada, Australia, and Portugal all recognized a Palestinian state with the goal of all of this of promoting a two-state solution.
Once again, that's Fox's Alex Hogan with that report. At today's workshop, the Wichita City Council will discuss three major topics. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News the topics include a debriefing on the fireworks season, what worked, what didn't. The council will also talk about a possible local license for hotels. And the third topic is economic development planning for the future and how to encourage projects.
We want to know what should get incentives in terms of incentives not giving money, but rather how sometimes they might have a sales tax exemption or a property tax exemption. Those are the incentives we're talking about. What you might have thought about 20 years ago of giving money, that doesn't happen now. That is not part of our economic development plan.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS. A man accused of shining a laser at Marine One during the weekend facing a federal charge.
President Trump was airborne by helicopter Saturday near the White House when a Secret Service officer says he spotted the suspect, Jacob Samuel Winkler, walking on a sidewalk, shirtless and talking loudly to himself. The officer also saying in an affidavit that after shining a flashlight at Winkler, the man flashed a red laser beam at the officer's face, then looked up, shining it at Marine One as it flew overhead, later telling investigators he didn't know that wasn't allowed and that he points the laser at all kinds of things. With aircraft, it risks temporarily blinding or disorienting a pilot. Winkler is charged with a felony aiming the beam of a laser pointer at an aircraft and could face up to 5 years in prison if convicted. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
A pharmacy in Kansas City, Kansas, entering into a civil settlement agreement resolving allegations that the pharmacy violated the civil provisions of the Controlled Substances Act.
Daniel Reif with the medicine shop has agreed to pay $200,000. The settlement resolves the government's allegations that between December 21 through February 23, the medicine shop violated the CSA by failing to maintain complete and accurate records and inventories of controlled substances and by failing to maintain certification records for retail sales, as required by the Combat Methamphetamine Epidemic Act of 2005. The settlement resolves the allegations in the case, but there has been no determination of liability. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Following a recent storm that caused extensive hail damage throughout several Kansas communities, businesses are popping up to assist with those tents. The Better Business Bureau advises there are things to know and questions to ask. The pop-up businesses are often from out of state. They say they can offer convenience and a faster repair. Erring on the side of caution, the Better Business Bureau encourages you to get quotes from a local established business first. As the pop-up businesses are set up temporarily, most are not from the area. The Triple B advising ensuring that they're licensed and to find out if they offer a warranty with their work, like established auto repair shops offer. Cedar Creek Pumpkin Patch in Mays is going to open on October 3rd. Its owners are facing child abuse charges. According to court documents filed in Sedgwick County back in May, Aaron and Kara Smith are accused of abusing a child in April. Aaron is charged with unlawfully and knowingly impeding the normal breathing or circulation of the blood by applying pressure on the throat, neck, or chest of a child under age 18. Kara is charged with unlawfully and knowingly torture, cruelly beat, cruelly strike, or cruelly kick a child at least 6 years of age but less than 18. Both were released from jail on a $10,000 bond, and the couple is due back in court in 6 days. We'll be taking a look at things that may come from other worlds, and Congress is talking about that. And our live forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Ross Jansen. That'll be coming up shortly as well. So stay tuned. KNSS News Time, 7:06. With Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Lawmakers in the House of Representatives delving into a subject not too unfamiliar or alien to Capitol Hill.
We could talk about government funding. We could detail the Senate changing procedures to confirm nominees. Alien we could theft. Even tackle the Epstein files. But frankly, all of that would be boring. Especially when you could talk instead about UFOs. A special House panel recently heard from military whistleblowers who say they've seen UFOs. Quite the space oddities. GOP Missouri Representative Eric Burleson said, quote, "I've not jumped to the conclusion that I believe that there are aliens coming from another planet, but I'm open to that." Burleson showed an alarming intelligence video during the hearing. The Missouri Republican said it was leaked to him anonymously. He contends it reveals video of a U.S. drone firing a Hellfire missile at an unidentified object off the coast of Yemen last fall. The missile then bounces off the UFO. This means the U.S. is again in a space race. It's competing against adversaries to determine who can solve the UFO mystery first, and getting to the truth would be one giant leap for mankind. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
It's 7:10 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
And right now in traffic, well, of course, we've still got the wet roadways out there, but we've also got the traffic volumes picking up quite a bit. Just a little bit ago, in fact, started to see some heavier traffic forming a little bit of a backup going into that road construction on Kellogg. It was eastbound Kellogg at the Central Business District. Does look like right now things are a little bit better there, but just remember, that's going to slow down this morning. It usually does just about this time every morning. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now it's time to check in, get the live forecast from Storm Team 12 with meteorologist Ross Jansen. Good morning, Ross.
Well, good morning to you, Ted. It is a stormy start here to a Tuesday morning, and You know, these thunderstorms continue to roll on through right now. The biggest concern is going to be some of that heavy rainfall and the lightning. We don't have anything severe out there. And our strongest wind gust here early this morning, back between about 2 and 3 o'clock this morning, was up around 55 miles an hour. So maybe you'll see a small branch or something like that down. So far, we've had 3/4 of an inch officially, but we've also had some heavy rain passing through. So very easily, some of you are going to find at least an inch of rain in your rain gauge, perhaps a bit more. But the rain will be shedding off here in the next hour as the batch of storms continues to push on to the east. If you're traveling the turnpike, you're going to be in and out of some of that heavy rainfall from Wichita all the way up toward Topeka, Kansas City. So factor that into your morning drive. Meanwhile, today, cooling down, 71 for a high this afternoon. It looks mostly cloudy throughout the day. And then another chance of some scattered rain showers coming up later on tonight as we cool down to 62. There should be some wet weather again tomorrow morning, but it's not going to be nearly as heavy as it was today. Looking at 69 degrees for a high on Wednesday, and Thursday we're back to sunshine with a high up around 76. So it looks like it'll start warming up later this week as we begin to dry out, and perhaps a stretch of dry weather now coming up once we get beyond tomorrow. We may have several days without rain later this week. Right now in Wichita, we got 73 degrees, make that 68 degrees, and we've got the heavy showers and storms coming on through. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
Had that severe thunderstorm warning in the middle of the night, but not much came of it, right?
No, not much out of that. Again, the peak wind with it was 55. There was a 60-mile-per-hour wind report down in Harper County, and I think Medicine Lodge at last check had a peak wind gust of 61. But for the most part, yeah, we make it through these storms with just some heavy rainfall. And there may still be a little bit of flooding here and there because the rain is so heavy. But we're winding it down here in the next hour to hour and a half.
Yeah, got to get that good, nice weather, nice fall weather here for the chili cook-off and the ICT open streets and football games. That'll be a good weekend weather-wise.
We do. It looks like it's going to be really nice. I think most of us have had our fill of rain for now. So if we were to get a stretch of sunny weather, I think that'd be good news for most of us, including the farmers.
All right, Ross. Hey, thanks for checking in with us. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right. Sounds good.
That's the live forecast from Storm Team 12 with meteorologist Ross Jansen. Every weekday morning at this time, right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
He mentioned that 60-mile-per-hour wind gust report in Harper County. I believe that was right around Ness City. I was just going on the air with Operation Storm Watch when that storm report came through. I remembered seeing that one. I was like, oh, so that's why they went ahead and fired that severe thunderstorm warning. Okay.
It is 7:14 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. ABC will reinstate Jimmy Kimmel's late night show after suspending it after comments about the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. The network announcing yesterday the show is back on the air tonight.
Oh.
Kimmel faced backlash for his remarks, leading some major affiliates like Nexstar and Sinclair to pull the show. President Trump, a very frequent target of Kimmel's jokes, celebrated the suspension. Kimmel expressed concern about potential government crackdowns on comedians. His suspension came amid a shifting late-night landscape, ongoing debates about media control and free speech. Sinclair saying yesterday it would not air Kimmel's show tonight, and it would broadcast news programming instead. So some of those companies still are not going to air Kimmel's show, even though it's back in production starting tonight.
Yeah. So what? Was he officially down 2-3 days? Something like that?
Yeah.
Not very many.
Basically a week, yeah. So
ABC. Well, he's learned his lesson. So
I guess. I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
I guess there was a point to be made, and some people feel the point was made, and some don't.
Yeah. Well, nobody's going to agree on anything, exactly. Of course, so it really doesn't matter what they do.
Of course, the very changing landscape of college athletics, and another old-school basketball coach is walking away from it.
Okay.
Auburn basketball coach Bruce Pearl is retiring after he just took his team to another Final Four. Pearl is 65 years old. He says it's time to pass the torch, leaving Auburn as the school's winningest men's coach after taking the Tigers to 2 Final Fours in recent years. And so, you know, so another old school coach is hanging it up, just like many have in recent years.
Good to go out when you're, not on top, but the final four, that's pretty good.
As the game and the structure changes at a lightning pace, some of these older coaches just say, no thanks, I'm out. And they are moving on with their life. All right, it is 7:17 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Well, as long as we're talking about sports, I'll do one more sports.
Sure.
Dick Ebersol, big impact on television. He created Saturday Night Live, of course, 50 years ago. And he was the force behind Sunday Night Football, starting back in about 20 years ago. Both shows are celebrating milestones. SNL, of course, had its 50th season earlier this year. Sunday Night Football now in its 20th season on NBC on Sunday nights. Been the top-rated Sunday Night Football, the top-rated primetime show for 14 straight years.
Wow.
So it just goes to show you, you put football on TV, people will watch.
Yep.
No doubt about it. The show introduced innovations, flex scheduling, and a musical opening. Ebersol's vision and collaboration with the NFL helped make Sunday Night Football a cultural phenomenon. Despite leaving NBC Sports many years ago, Ebersol's influence on storytelling and presentation remains very strong. So, and of course, the Chiefs were just on Sunday Night Football.
That's right.
Two nights ago. Playing the Giants. All right, it's 7:18 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And let's take a look at what's going on in some other sports, some local sports. As we take a look at Monday Night Football last night, which used to be a cultural phenomenon. I'm not sure it is anymore. The Baltimore Ravens, home, hosting the Detroit Lions. Detroit won that game on the road, 38-30. Starting at corner, defensive back on defense for the Lions, DJ Reed, a former Kansas State Wildcat. He broke up a pass, had a couple of tackles, and had a big fumble recovery in the fourth quarter. So there you have it. The Ravens lose at home, falling to 1-2, and that is the next opponent for the Kansas City Chiefs. Baltimore will be heading to Arrowhead to take on the Chiefs Sunday afternoon right here on KNSS. Both teams are 1-2. So with a loss, someone comes out of that game with a loss, they'll be dropping to 1-3 on the season between the Ravens and the Chiefs. Oof, it's an important game for both. A lot to talk about tonight on If You Want to Know More About the Chiefs. It's the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show. Hosted by the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. That's at 6 o'clock tonight. Kingdom Show over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Let's go to pro basketball. Got some bad news for a guy that we certainly are fans of. ESPN reporting that Houston Rockets point guard Fred VanVleet, the former Wichita State Shocker, tore the ACL in his right knee and could miss the entire NBA season.
Oh,
man. Of course, Fred off the court is the president of the National Basketball Players Association. Unfortunately, he might have a lot of time to devote to that in the coming years. He rehabs his right knee. Fred is 31 years old. Apparently, he tore up his knee in a workout with the team in the Bahamas recently. Fred just signed a two-year, $50 million contract extension. But it looks like one of those years is going to be spent entirely in rehab. Bad for Fred, but if there's anybody that'll have the determination to come back, it's him. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals are down to their last six games of the season. The next three are on the West Coast in Los Angeles, taking on the Angels, a team that just about has given up. The Angels have lost nine of their last 10. Live coverage of the Royals and the Angels at 8:30 tonight. That's over on KFH, 97.5 and 1240. All right, the Royals are all even on the season, 78 wins, 78 losses. They are six games behind for a playoff spot with six games to go. So, technically, the Royals are still alive for a playoff spot.
I wonder if there's any chance of getting a positive percentage chance of that.
But the scenario
it's unlikely.
The Royals would have to go 6-0. The Cleveland Guardians would have to lose all six. The Houston Rockets would have to lose all six. And the Texas Rangers would have to lose at least five of six.
It's not happening.
Rather unlikely. But technically, they're still alive. All right. The St. Louis Cardinals are definitely still alive. The Cardinals went on the road in San Francisco last night, beat the Giants 6-5. Back-to-back wins for the Cardinals. Cardinals still long odds, but better than the Royals. The Cardinals are 3.5 games back for a playoff spot with 5 games to go. That's a 0.1% chance, according to analytics for the Cardinals. College soccer yesterday. Men's soccer action on the west side. Newman played its non-conference finale. The Jets beat Jamestown 4-1. Nice win over the Jimmies for Newman, as the Newman men's soccer team is now 3-1 on home turf this season and undefeated in their last 5 games, 3-0-2 in their last 5 for the Newman men's soccer team. And a happy birthday today to former Wichita Arrows pitcher Dennis Lamp. He won 19 games for the Arrows in 1976 and 1977. He had 12 complete games in those years. That'll never be done again. He pitched 16 years in the big leagues, 4 years each with the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Red Sox. Former Wichita Arrows pitcher Dennis Lamp. It is his birthday. He is 73 years old today. That is sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, a safe healing environment with caring employees that fully understand recovery from addiction. Bel Air Recovery Center. They improve the lives they touch. And sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, featuring Oztoberfest, the deeply copper-colored German-style lager that'll make you click your heels, grab your stein, and follow the copper brick road to the land of Oztoberfest. Wichita Brewing Company, that's pizza and beer made here. It's 7:23 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We have a traffic and weather update on the way. And there are multiple ways to protect your skin. Let you think about one of these. That is House Call for Health. And that's coming up next on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Utah's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 7:32. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Tuesday, September 23rd, the first full day of autumn. Currently in Wichita, we have scattered thundershowers and rain in the area. It is 66 degrees here on this Tuesday morning. Wichita police have identified a body found in an alley early last month. A woman's partially decomposed body was discovered August 3rd in the 1800 block of South Palisade. She's been identified as 36-year-old Stephanie McCoy of Wichita, and police say her death did not involve foul play. Shrimp sold at Kroger stores recalled for possible radioactive contamination.
Aquastar Corporation is recalling cooked and frozen shrimp sold at Kroger grocery stores between June 12th and September 17th. The Seattle-based distributor says the recall is due to ongoing concerns about potential radioactive contamination. The recall affects Kroger's raw colossal easy peel shrimp, Mercado cooked medium peeled tail off shrimp, and Aquastar peeled tail on shrimp skewers. The FDA posted an import alert to stop potentially contaminated shrimp from entering the U.S. Experts say the risk of contamination is low, but it's important to determine the source of the possible contamination. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
And those shrimp were sold at Kroger stores in 31 states, including Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and Colorado. The closest confirmed case yet of the New World screwworm has been detected just 70 miles south of the U.S.-Mexico border, sparking new concerns for the Kansas cattle industry. Mexican officials confirming the parasite in the northwest state of Nuevo León. Months ago, the U.S. shut down cattle imports from Mexico to prevent the parasite from spreading north, but experts say the screwworm is still advancing towards the border. The parasite is especially dangerous to livestock. Screwworms are maggots that burrow into the flesh of animals, causing severe and often deadly damage. The concern comes at a time when cattle numbers are already at their lowest since the 1950s. Any additional threat, producers warn, could push beef prices even higher, according to the Kansas Livestock Association, which has asked producers to monitor their herds, especially animals with open wounds. It's not really possible to predict if or when the parasite could reach Kansas. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says it's investing $100 million into screening technology, surveillance, and new protections along the southern border. And the U.S. also calling on Mexico to increase efforts to curb the parasite. The Trump administration releasing new details about its deal with Chinese-owned video sharing app TikTok. More from the White House.
Critics are worried about two things, the data and the algorithm. Now, in the deal, the algorithm will be leased to a U.S. new joint venture company. Now, a senior administration official says that that algorithm will be retrained and vetted. That official saying only American data will be imported into it. Now, on the data, the official says that it will be walled off from the Chinese government and Oracle will have control of it in the United States. Any updates on the app on U.S. phones will go through Oracle, who will also have access to the source code.
And that's Fox Business's Edward Lawrence with that report at the White House. A Wichita family mourning the death of 32-year-old Joseph Baby Joe Cox, who was hit by a car and killed late Saturday night on Southwest Boulevard, south of Harry. Cox and a 26-year-old woman were walking along Southwest Boulevard just after 11 p.m. when a car hit Cox, and then the driver left the scene. High-profile pedestrian crashes in Wichita in recent months include deaths on North Broadway, West Kellogg, and an incident in which a driver traveling more than 110 miles per hour hit a 14-year-old boy after his first day at Southeast High School near Harry and Rock. Police have identified the driver in the most recent case on K42. Florida and the Carolinas are still rebuilding 1 year after Hurricane Helene. This report from Steinhatchee, Florida.
It's been almost 1 year since Hurricane Helene's Category 4 140-mile-an-hour-plus winds ravaged the Big Bend or Nature Coast of Florida. The communities are coming together as Americans, as we do. They're helping loved ones, friends, and family, and aid groups are still pumping their supplies and money into the region. In Florida alone, 34 people lost their lives with billions of dollars of damage, and Helene was not done as it trekked up into the Carolinas, Georgia, Tennessee, and Virginia. In Steinhatchee, Florida, Robert Ray, Fox Weather.
Closing arguments today for the trial of the man accused of trying to assassinate then-presidential candidate Donald Trump at his golf course in Florida last year, after Ryan Ruth called just three witnesses before resting his defense. This report from Fort Pierce, Florida.
He spent a considerable amount of time questioning firearms expert Michael McClay about the operability of the SKS rifle and scope found at the alleged sniper nest and whether the rifle could have been effective in hitting a target at a considerable distance. McClay said, depending on the skill of the shooter, yes. Ruth then called on two character witnesses. Former co-worker and friend Marshall Hinshaw said Ruth was generous with money and provided him shelter at times Hinshaw was in need. And Atwill Milson, a friend of Ruth's son Oren, said the defendant was calm under stress, gave people jobs, and offered everything he had.
And that's Fox's Jonathan Seri with that report. California is taking action to permit more oil drilling in the state.
Despite years of pushing for green energy, California is now offering 2,000 oil drilling permits annually for the next decade. Chevron operates two refineries in California, and its president of downstream, midstream, and chemicals says he worries of gas price spikes when two rival refineries are set to close in the next few months. Here's Andy Walls.
We're currently short gasoline in California. When Valero goes, we're going to be shorter. And the resupply comes from places like Korea, maybe China, India, and those are a month voyage, and they're going to cost more. And so I'm glad we're talking about this.
Californians paying $4.66 a gallon to fill the gas tank. In New York, Lauren Simonetti, Fox Business.
7:39 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Let's take a look at our weather forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Scattered showers this morning will give way to mostly cloudy skies this afternoon. East winds go north 10 to 15 and a cooler day with a high of 74. Mostly cloudy this evening, then rain returns after midnight, overnight low 63. Rain on Wednesday morning, then mostly cloudy, highs in the low 70s. Back over to sunshine on Thursday and a high of 77. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And currently in Wichita, we do have some scattered thundershowers and rain in the area. A breeze out of the northeast. It is 66 degrees here on the first full day of autumn. at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is 7:39 here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Now it's time to check in, as we do every Tuesday morning at this time, with Chair of the Sedgwick County Commission, Ryan Beatty. Good morning, Commissioner.
Hey, Ted. Good morning. What's going on? Steve playing hooky this morning or what?
Yeah, I guess. Sometimes his plans are very nebulous, and I don't know what's going on. I just had to wake up early this morning.
Well, hopefully you get paid by word count. You got a little extra work you're going to have to do today. So, well, Steve deserves it. He deserves a day off.
Oh yeah. Well, I think he'll be back tomorrow. This might just be a one day. All right. Let's see. We're kind of light on the Sedgwick County Commission schedule this time of year. A little bit.
Yeah, we are. Once we get past the budget adoption in August, we get into September and October, and there's just mostly, ordinary business items. We do a lot of plat approvals, things of that sort. But where we're starting today at staff meeting is a process that will endure really for the next 5 to 6 months, and that's our legislative platform. Okay. As some people know, when they begin to look at county government and how it might be different than maybe city governments, county is a political subdivision of the state. So if you look at, we have 46 departments at Sedgwick County government, and 16 of those departments we actually manage on behalf of the state. So you're thinking about the county appraiser. That's a state function that's managed, and the operations are done at the local level. The elections office, the district attorney, on and on we go. These are departments that are state mandatory that we manage here locally. But it's all governed by state statute. So when we start building our legislative platform, our relationship with the state and our partnership with the state is really, really important primarily because of these 16 departments we manage on their behalf. If we look at some things that I believe are going to rise to the top of importance and priority in our legislative platform, there's really three things. There's a lot that's going to be on there, but three things in particular are really challenges we have at the local level. The first is the tag office. Mm-hmm. I know there's been some local media coverage on it. It is an archaic system. All 105 counties are on one state server. The server fails 2 to 3 times a week. You're looking at every 5 years, you have to have anybody that has a personalized plate has to come in and do an in-person renewal, title fees. I mean, all on and on and on. It's a real challenge in an archaic system. So we're going to elevate that and ask the state to give us some local permissions to reform. We're going to talk about the appraiser's office. We're going to talk about corrections and some challenges we see with corrections. So this platform's going to start developing today, and it's a process we'll be in for the next 5 to 6 months.
Is that a deal where, do you send the your legislators a list of 96 things you need, and they're not going to look at that? But how do they realize what you're really prioritizing?
Well, that's a great question, and this is why relationships are so important. There's two really, really important relationships that we have. The first is with our lobbyist. We employ Watkins Strategy. Jason Watkins is a former legislator who is very active locally here, and he's one of the better lobbyists throughout the entire state. He represents Sedgwick County, and he's been very, very effective. I'm very proud of the work that we do from Sedgwick County in actually initiating legislation that actually does change things, primarily for the local level. So the first is that relationship. The second is the commissioner relationship with legislators. I'll tell you, the South Central delegation that represents us here in our area at the state is really, really engaged. They really work with us on a close level to understand challenges and represent, because we have a shared constituency. And if you think about where South Central delegation is at this point in time, we're hitting above our weight. We have the Senate president from South Central delegation. We have the Speaker of the House. We have the Senate majority leader. These are all from the South Central delegation. So now's the time that we have leadership in place. At the state level, now's the time that we've really got to be rather aggressive in some of the things that we need here at the local level, particularly here in South Central Kansas. And we've had great partnerships with these legislators, and they engage this process. So we'll sit down, we'll talk through it, we'll work through things, we'll work together on creative solutions. And that relationship in and of itself is what's really delivered progress the last few years on our legislative platform.
And it looks like the weather this weekend is going to be just great for things like the chili cook-off and Open Streets ICT. So I think everybody's wanting to get out and enjoy this weekend coming up for the first weekend of autumn.
Yeah, this time of year is wonderful for the events. You have a lot of galas, a lot of fundraisers, a lot of outdoor activities. And we always encourage just engage your community. What we need more so than ever in the world today and in our country and here locally is is we need fellowship. We just need to be together. We need to be able to get out and celebrate community, celebrate good causes, advocate where it's needed. But there's plenty of opportunities here in Wichita and in Sedgwick County to where there's a ton of things going on. You know, if you think about that's what's going on in Wichita, but you also think about like Mays. Mays has their fall festival mm-hmm. going on. They'll have their parade over this Saturday. Last Saturday, I was at Valley Center's Fall Festival and their parade. And so just a lot going on. We just engage your community, get out, see your neighbors, have some fun, and celebrate all the good things that we have here locally.
All right, sounds good. Hey, thanks for checking in with us, and have a good week. And we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Ted. Have a great one.
Thank you, Ryan. That is the Sedgwick County Chair, Ryan Beatty, who joins us every Tuesday morning at this time right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. We've got a Wichita Business Journal update coming up, and editor Kirk Siminoff will tell us about Textron Aviation and what they have going on in East Wichita. Good report coming up there. KNSS News Time, 7:45. 7:50 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A Wichita Business Journal update is on the way. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
Shooting late last night in the parking lot of an apartment complex at 21st and Rock in Wichita. One victim hospitalized in critical condition.
Two.
President Trump will address the United Nations Security Council today in New York City.
One.
Former Wichita State basketball star Fred VanVleet of the Houston Rockets has torn the ACL in his right knee. He may miss the entire NBA season. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
All right, we have a traffic accident right around Kellogg and Oliver. Now, they've actually got the left lane closed, eastbound there. So that's going to be something you're going to want to watch out for. Again, that's eastbound Kellogg, and it's right there at Oliver. However, got some bad news for those of you going westbound. That road construction up by the Central Business District has actually got you backed up westbound there as well. So east and westbound Kellogg right there at Oliver. Things are looking really slow in traffic at this time. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
And a look at our weather here on the first full day of autumn on this Tuesday. Mostly cloudy today, tomorrow, and overnight. Mostly cloudy skies. A cooler day today on the first full day of fall. A high of 74 degrees. We're looking at some rain overnight. Low down to 63. Rain still tomorrow morning. And then a mostly cloudy day. High of 73. Pretty much like today. Currently in Wichita, we do have a breeze out of the northeast. Some scattered thunder showers and rain in the area. It is 66 degrees. At Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We're on our way to a high today of 74. 7:52 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And we'll see what's going on with Textron Aviation. They got something going on in East Wichita. Let's find out more. It is the Wichita Business Journal Update with editor Kirk Siminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Ted. Textron Aviation CEO said the company's new career and learning center in East Wichita has reduced turnover rates among new hires as the company addresses a manufacturing workforce shortage. CEO Ron Draper told aviation reporters, including the Business Journal's Jenna Farhat, that Textron...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Front Aviation is hiring about 100 workers a month, a figure that will likely remain unchanged for the foreseeable future. The $40 million, 75,000 square foot career and learning center that opened in April was an investment as the company plans to ramp up production while also replacing an aging manufacturing workforce. Draper said new hires that don't have prior training get a longer period of time to become trained and are better prepared for a new full-time role. The developer of one of the most newly renovated office buildings downtown is looking for tenants that want to sit directly across from the Wichita Biomedical Campus. 130,000 square feet of fresh office space is available at Kansas Health Science University, a building at 230 East William and 130 South Market. Those are the connected buildings. That's where the College of Osteopathic Medicine School occupies less than half of the high rise. The property is one of the few remaining opportunities for space adjacent to the Biomed campus. 8,000 square feet is available on the first floor, with between 7,000 and 32,000 square feet available on the fifth through ninth floors. And airlines nationally are reporting an uptick in business travel. Alaska Airlines is the latest carrier to report a sharp jump in corporate travel since the second quarter ended June 30th. That comes after United Airlines CFO reported an uptick like a light switch in late July and early August. Delta's president said his company's corporate travel is up too, saying people are back in the office, the country is open for business, and I think a lot of the hesitation that occurred when tariffs were first introduced is starting to unwind. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
Happy birthday today, Kirk, to actor Jason Alexander from Seinfeld. George Costanza, 66 years old today.
I'm picturing him getting into the batting cage with Jeter and Bernie Williams right now.
Right. The storyline where he is employed with the New York Yankees is just precious stuff. That was always funny. And having to having to get George Steinbrenner his calzone.
And didn't Bernie Williams ask him if he was the guy who got him in the Holiday Inn in Minneapolis or something like that?
Oh, it's good stuff. One of the great TV characters ever. Costanza. Jason Alexander on Seinfeld. He is 66 years old today. All right, Kirk Semenoff, enough reminiscing there. We'll talk to you again 1 hour from now.
You got it, sir.
All right, there he goes, editor Kirk Semenoff with the Wichita Business Journal.
Real quick, I've got a traffic update. Just got a call from one of our traffic trackers. Danny called in. He said Harry and Hillside.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag.
year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Power outage. So watch out. We've got no power in that area. If it's affecting those traffic signals, you got to make sure to treat those as four-way stops. Again, he said that that was right there at Harry and Hillside. And taking a look at things on the Evergy outage map, there are some outages in the area, not a lot of reports, but it's kind of early for reports to really start trekking in until a few minutes later. So, yeah, power's out, Harry and Hillside.
Oh, that's where Crispy Donut is. I hope they have a backup generator. Keep cranking out those donuts this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Now I'm a little worried. All right. Our discussions, of course, with Kirk Siminoff and the Wichita Business Journal are brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success. And we'll talk again with Kirk 1 hour from now. All right, it's 7:56 with Steve and Ted. We have a big 8 o'clock hour on the way, and that does include news, business, sports, and, of course, entertainment news in the blur.
Oh, that's right. We've got some video game news in the blur. Plus, Ted, I'm sorry, but I've got one item that's going to bring you down just a little bit, but I have to share it with everybody. Yeah, that's all coming up on the blur.
All right, that's all coming up in the 8 o'clock hour next with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.